Okay, sir, could you state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Sam Martinez, 288 Venture Streets.
Okay, Mr. Martinez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. The chair of the board has authorized a two-member panel to conduct revocation hearings for today, sir. Conducting your hearing today, sir, is the Honorable David Neal to my right, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm acting as your panel chair. And, sir, also with us in the room today, sir, is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this boy's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
All right, sir. On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself, sir.
Okay, thank you. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. Sir, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state.
We got 2 days. 2 days.
Okay. So when I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Okay? The allegation listed on your warrant says that you are in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 12Z, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer by noon within one working day after leaving the Pima Reentry Center on or about April 5th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Martinez, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Martinez, I see that you only have 2 days left on your community supervision, sir. Would you like to just go ahead and kill your time on there? You only have 2 days left, or would you rather just go ahead and go through this hearing? However, even if the board decided to release you, sir, you wouldn't get out before then.
Yeah, we can skip.
All right, sir. Based on the information from Mr. Martinez, as well as the information listed in the warrant, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Martinez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Martinez, your community supervision has been revoked, so you're going to be released on November the 1st of 2017, sir. That's in a couple of days. Mr. Martinez, I wish you the best of luck when you're released. You won't be on any community supervision or parole, sir. I hope that you take that time, that we won't have the opportunity to see you come back before this board again, or you have any negative impacts of contact with the police department, sir. Mr. Martinez, I thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right,
good luck, sir. You got 2 days.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Bye.